Cleveland's home for inspiration. It is the all-new Praise 1300 AM as we stream live at praisecleveland.com. Yes, home of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Family on the phone right now. She is a powerful woman of God. Amen. She is a world-renowned author, teacher, and conference speaker. And she co-hosts the World Changers Church International in Atlanta and the World Changers Church in New York with her husband, Dr. Creflo Dollar. We welcome to Praise in the Midday, Pastor Taffy Dollar. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
We are blessed in the Lord. First of all, thank you so much for taking time of your very, very busy schedule to talk to us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'm glad we have an opportunity to talk.
Amen. Well, you know what? You have a brand new book out. It's called Embracing the Love God Wants You to Have. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I sure can. It's a book that is really a tell-all for me. I kind of involved in my Christian walk and just felt like, you know what, I'm ready to talk about just the importance of having good relationships and how a relationship with God affects all of our other relationships. I think so many times we try to, you know, be in right standing with people and do right by them, and then we don't really have what we need to be for them because we're trying to give out and we're empty on the inside. So it really goes to the core of us having a tight, close, intimate, personal relationship with God, and then we can have productive and fruitful relationships with other people.
Amen. You know what? I'm glad you said that because there's a lot of women and men out there that has bad relationships, you know, and in the church, they were broken by the church. But this book right here gives everybody some relief, and it tells everybody, hey, you know what? We can fall out, but you can get right back up with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Nobody's perfect, you know. Church is church. It's a great place, but there are opportunities, you know, to be hurt as it is in any relationship. So you just have to really know who you are and know God and always be in a position to receive from Him. And, you know, He'll help you deal with challenges in dealing with people. I mean, we've got to figure it out. We can't be an island and be disconnected and isolated. So, you know, I'm just at a point now where I want families, I want marriages to stand. Mm-hmm. I want people to be able to benefit from having connection with one another and not to be afraid to just, you know, have a good relationship because it's possible. We don't have to end in divorce or kids all, you know, out of control and everything. So it's a way to do it. We just have to do it God's way.
Amen. You know, speaking of that, what would you say to that young lady right now that's going through that? You know, a lot of our young ladies, they're suffering from bullying and low self-esteem problems. What would you say to our audience right now, especially our young ladies that's listening today?
Yeah, that's a big thing with bullying. I mean, you really have to know how to deal because, you know, the schools teach one thing, and that's important for the schools to prepare the kids and the teachers and everything. But I think as parents, we have to know how to talk to our kids. And every situation may be different. You really have to be prayerful. You want to teach your kids about who they are in Christ so that they can hear the Holy Spirit even when they're in school and they can know how to deal with situations when people come against them, you know, where they're not afraid all the time and fearful of what their peers think about them. So I think it's a lot of groundwork that we have to lay as parents so that we can help our kids to be secure in who they are. And it begins by our kids being secure in God and having a relationship with Him so that they know how to pray and they know how to deal with situations and they're, you know, ready for society.
Will there be will you be writing a part two to this book? Will it be like a series?
I don't know. I'm just taking it one step at a time. The publisher and I have been talking about, you know, book two. I'm not quite sure, but I'm just, you know, I really hadn't planned to go this direction because people talk about love, and I was a little skeptical. I said, well, you know, love, you know, people hear sermons about love. They think they know what love is, God's love. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I was a little hesitant, but I'm glad I did now because it's not the typical love book.
Right, right, exactly.
It's not the typical relationship book. So we'll see.
Amen. Well, family, we have been talking to Pastor Taffy Dollar. You got to go out and get her brand new book, y'all. This book, it is a moving and insightful book. And a matter of fact, you need to get a couple of them, okay? It's called Embracing the Love God Wants You to Have. It's in stores right now. Go out and get it. Now, Pastor Taffy, where can we find you on the social media?
You can find me just as my name, Taffy Dollar on Twitter, capital T and D. And then on Facebook, same thing. And then my website is taffydollar.org. They can get the book there. It's at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. It's pretty accessible. You'll be able to find the outlets that have the retailers that are carrying the book.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today and sharing with us. You tell Dr. Creflo we said hello. We be praying for your ministry. Amen. And we want y'all to come to Cleveland more often.
Oh, we would love to. And I'll be sure to pass that message on.
This is Cleveland's Home for Inspiration, the all-new Praise, 1300 AM.